Chapter 22. Moira disappears. Frankie rang Bobby an hour later and told him the news.
We must meet. I'll go for a walk before breakfast, say 8 o'clock, the same place we met today.
Bobby arrived first, but Frankie did not keep him waiting long. She looked pale and upset.
Hello, Bobby. It's so terrible. I haven't been able to sleep all night. I will have to leave today, of course. Sylvia's collapsed, poor woman.
Bobby nodded.
Is it quite certain that he did commit suicide? Moira said that Nicholson wanted two people out of the way, and here's one of them gone.
It must be suicide, Frankie said. The study door was locked, and so was the window. Roger had to smash it. It was only then that Nicholson appeared. Honestly, Bobby, Nicholson could not have killed Henry. Sylvia was in the house when the shot was fired, and she actually saw Nicholson coming up the drive. I hate to say it, but the man has an alibi.
I distrust people who have alibis, said Bobby. Well, what do we investigate next?
The Caymans. Do you agree?
Absolutely. And if Moira's right and Nicholson wants to marry Sylvia, Moira's life is in great danger. We must persuade her to leave the Grange at once.
Frankie nodded.
Bring the car round at 10:30. We'll drive straight to the Grange.
Frankie had never been to the Grange before, and the big iron gates and large dark green bushes depressed her.
It's a scary place, she observed.
They drove up to the front door, and Bobby got out of the car and rang the bell. A nurse opened the door.
Mrs. Nicholson, said Bobby.
The woman opened the door wider. Frankie got out of the car and went into the house. She followed the nurse upstairs into a small sitting room decorated with bright curtains and many vases of flowers. The nurse went out, and 5 minutes later, Dr. Nicholson came in. Frankie hid the worry she felt with a welcoming smile and shook his hand.
Good morning, Lady Frances. You've not come to bring me bad news of Mrs. Bassington French, I hope.
She was still asleep when I left, said Frankie. I really called to see your wife.
That was very kind of you.
Was it only her imagination, or did the pale blue eyes show dislike?
I want to ask her to come to me in Marchbolt for a visit.
Frankie smiled again.
Why, that's really very kind of you, Lady Frances. I'm sure Moira would have enjoyed that very much.
Would have?
Asked Frankie sharply. Dr. Nicholson smiled.
Unfortunately, my wife went away this morning. This is rather a sad place for a young woman, Lady Frances. Occasionally, Moira feels she must have a little excitement.
You don't know where she has gone?
London, I imagine. Shoes and theaters. You know the sort of thing.
Frankie felt that his smile was the most unpleasant thing she had ever seen.